This is HPR episode 1872 entitled, SimCity Build It September 2015. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 24 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about one of my favorite games, SimCity Build It.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everybody, this is Swift110. Thought I'd do this recording about SimCity Build It. Right now I'm playing this game on my iPad 3. And I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on right now. First off, my phone being stupid, but I'm going to ignore that for the time being. Now, my city right now has almost 730 Sims in it. Well, 730,000 Sims. I've been at this game since at least either November or December of last year. And while I realize that other players of the game have a way larger population than I do, they also made different decisions than I did. They also had different situations that came up. For instance, I don't like Facebook and I don't use it. So I didn't have any friends from Facebook connected to my game. So it's just been me. My only friend right now is Daniel. And if you play the game, you know who I'm talking about. But the situation right now, with regards to the cargo ship dock, I am in need of 3 spatulas and I need 2 more chairs to keep that going. Now, once I have those, of course, I get the sim coins that they're worth and I'm able to get a golden key. This golden key will allow me to purchase buildings that will in turn boost my population. Now, I have almost 20 golden keys. And right now I have my eyes under specializations. I have my eyes on a heliport. The reason I have my eyes on a heliport is because then I can add a population of approximately 20,000. Once I put it in place. So definitely worth my while to obtain. In fact, I'm looking here. I can get at least 24,000. I'll put it wherever I can to get the biggest benefit for my population, because I want that to continue to grow and grow. So I'm looking forward to obtaining that heliport. But I need the items that I mentioned before in order to do that. Let me go ahead. Now, along with that, because I have an airport, which I only got a few weeks ago, the cargo airport, I need 2 spatulas. So altogether, I need like 5 spatulas to be made. So it's going to take a while. I have 9 hours to get the 2 spatulas needed to finish the cargo, and I get a waving kitty cat. Stupid phone. But, thing about it is that'll be completed. That's already in the making. Let me go back to the cargo ship dock. Yeah, I do in total need 5 of those done. Now let me show you, or not show you, but You get an idea how much time it takes. 40 minutes to do each of those spatulas. Actually, it's called cooking utensils, not a spatula. It just looks like a spatula. They are obtained at the hardware store. So I got enough raw materials to take care of those two. Now, meanwhile, I'm trying to build more. I'm trying to upgrade the buildings I have currently. And one of the items that I need to upgrade a building, well, I need a sofa to be finished. That's already in the making. Not really worried about that in particular. And I could also really use, for one of my Kokio buildings, I need some seeds. Or one seed, actually. That'll be done in a few minutes. That'll free up quite a few. And then I can really start making more objects and fulfilling goals. So let's see how long I've actually been talking. Oh, it's been roughly 5 minutes. Pretty interesting. I'll go on about this game, SimCity Build It. I really like it. I used to have it on my iPhone 4S, which was a gift. But I managed to lose that iPhone 4S in the theater. Theater had reclining seats, and like a dummy, I managed to leave it there. And it's really irritating because I had another copy of this game on there. I was hoping some way link two cities so that the one on the phone would be a feeder city. But that just didn't work out because I lost the phone. Then I decided to use a program called BlueStacks on my Windows partition on an older laptop. And I'll be talking about that in more detail later on. But that, interesting. I'll tell that story later. So, meanwhile with my city, I'm doing reasonably well. I have a lot of raw materials made that need to be converted from basic materials into more valuable items. And once I do that, I'll be able to upgrade a number of buildings, actually. I'll likely do a blog version of this. And there were others that posts that I meant to make on my WordPress account, which is going to be in the show notes. So if you take a look at that and check out my blog, I have hundreds of posts on there. So whatever it is you're into, you're going to find something that you like. There's my plug. Check out my blog. You'll find something you like there. AnthonyVenable110 at WordPress. Just find me there and I'll be, as mentioned, in the address will be in the show notes. You know what, I'll go ahead and give it to you. http://, Anthony Venable. That's VENABLE 110 at WordPress.com or .wordpress.com. Sorry about that. It's in the show notes no matter what. I stressed that pretty strongly now. But I really like the game. It works out really well. It would be nice to have another device to play it on. I could play it on my phone, but my phone doesn't have nearly enough space on it right now to make that a good idea, so that's why I haven't done that. I recently started building in Tokyo style. Not Gangnam style, but Tokyo style. And I couldn't help it. Goodness gracious, I know my sense of humor is interesting. But here's the thing about that, it allows me to have about 20% more Sims in each building than the normal. I'm going to just take care of that. And so it's a worthwhile investment. Now, one of the things that I'm especially proud of in my city, I have a university I put in the southeastern quadrant of my city. So I guess you'll call it Southeastern University. Ha. Huh. But here's the thing about that. Unlike DC, my southeastern quadrant is quite nice. Unfortunately, like DC, well, actually, it's not the worst part of town. It's not the lowest income part of town. Unlike DC, I'm actually working on my city being, yeah, let me not get into that. But my city is interesting. I have a number of items I can get from Daniel City. I have like 6 items waiting for me. So I'm trying to go ahead and get this cleared up first. And then I'll have sufficient space to accommodate 6. And then I'll be on my merry way. Good, we're almost 10 minutes. I'm going to keep yammering on. I was mentioning about the university. Yes. That university alone contributes 37,845 sims to my city. A very nice addition. My goal is to have as many buildings around it as possible to build that up even higher. And then I want high items kind of like on the periphery of the houses there, the apartment buildings rather. It has a pretty large area of coverage, and pretty much in that area of coverage, I want to eliminate the factories that are in the southeastern quadrant of the city. I want to kind of put them. Ultimately, what I want to do is I want to upgrade all the way with regards to factories. What do I really want to do? I want to upgrade them all to nanotech. Right now, a number of them are mass production factories, so they have a dirty radius of roughly 8x8. Even if I upgraded them to high-tech factories, which I have, how many high-tech factories do I actually Crash Bandicoot? Yeah, I have roughly 2 high-tech factories. And that's better. High-tech factory, I can do 5 separate items, so nice efficiency there, and a dirty radius of 6x6 blocks. Mass production is 4 production buildings, 4 production items, and a dirty radius of 8x8. So I want to eliminate all the mass production, and I don't want to waste my time on high-tech factory. I want to skip to nanotech. Problem is cost. The mass production factories were 7,000 sim coins apiece. Nanotech is 50,000. I have nearly 760,000 sims, sim coins, simoleons. What's that called? Yeah, simoleons. I have 73 in sim cash. That's going to be dramatically higher soon. So I'm going to wait a little bit on conversion. But as I convert the factories, what happens is that I have more land that's unpolluted that I can use for homes and whatnot. So I want to really focus on that, making this land value go up higher. Speaking of land value, let's get an idea of the city. Kind of alluded to it earlier. Pretty much everywhere in my city is high value with regards to land. The more high value land that you have, the actual more in taxes you're able to collect from the Sims because they're happy. And we have the wealth forecast with regards to luxurious homes, which I want as many of those as possible. A very large part of my city is luxurious homes. So it's really nice. There's no squalor. Nothing bad there. Ultimately, around the university, I want all Tokyo-style houses. So when they're all up to their best potential, my word, that'll boost it up. Currently, my highest worth homes. Oh, dear John. Like 5,691. Good grief. I'm trying to see if I can actually beat that. Wow, 5,967 is the highest population of a building. I'm pretty sure I have 6,000 somewhere. Wow, kind of taking a look here. Ooh, hot dog. 6,048. Can I beat that? Wish there was a way to just pull it up. Wow. 6,048 is crazy. That's for one apartment building. My word, I would love to have more of them with 6,000. I mean, if I could get more fives, that'd be great. You get higher. Ooh, 6,150. Good mugger. You get a higher population by having amenities in good locations. So you really get rewarded for those buildings. It makes it worthwhile. Sometimes you're concerned because you're like, well, if I put this here, it'll take up space that I could. Good grief. 6,242. Is the highest. I think I can get up to 6,004. That's my estimate. I have no earthly idea. But you can see I'm pretty into the game. Glad I came across it because it's really a lot of fun. I don't have to stay on it all the time. Kind of does what it does. I can check in periodically. Nobody's going to die. My population's never going to go out. It just won't grow. And I'll miss opportunities to develop it further. Let's see. Have I killed enough time? Ah, there it is. I have my seed that I just harvested. Well, not harvested, but I just collected. Now I'm in a position to actually upgrade a building. It's actually a Tokyo building. So this will be a nice addition. Hooray for me. Got more money in the coffers. And I'm adding my population. Right now, that university is contributing 37,783 Sims. Let's see how it goes up to when that new Tokyo building is upgraded. It won't be much, by the way, but it will be more than what it has been. So 37,000. It's up to 37,875. So not a huge increase, but certainly, yeah, a nice increase. Funny thing is, if I was to relocate it just a little tiny bit, I could probably get 40. But I kind of want to leave it there. My strategy, surrounded by buildings. And every now and again, I'm going to actually have other buildings that are useful. You probably hear the crickets in the background. The crickets are actually in my yard. Go figure. So, curious. I know one time I did this random post months ago. It was before the summer even started, and it was relatively hot outside, and you was able to pick up how the kids were playing outside during recess, because it was around that time. It's a really, really nice day, and I really, really liked doing that post. You can probably tell I enjoy posting on HPR. It's just awesome. You should try it sometime and you'll be able to check that out. So now let's go to another part of the city. Well, not really a part of the city. This is called City Storage that I'm looking at right now. And I have 206 items out of a possible 220 spaces that are available. So I have enough to now not really have to worry about having too many. When I have the internet again, then I'll be in a position to do more with the features that are only available online. I'll talk more about that another time. Right now I'm at 19 minutes. Very good. I'll go on to like 20 maybe. And then call it quits for the night. But I'll definitely be doing more posts regarding SimCity Build It. Along with a number of other subjects. Whatever catches my... whatever ideas I may get. Just kind of go with it. I really like doing this. It's something I've actually wanted to do for years. Just didn't have the right means to do it. Of course, Hacker Public Radio already existed. Just I didn't know about it. So I didn't know about it. Didn't exist to me. But let's see. What I need is chemicals right now. Thankfully not for my hair. Goodness gracious. I'm gonna go ahead and just make some. Thought I had some available. Let me set the tune. Maybe I'll make some chairs. Let's see if that's gonna be possible. It's amazing, like, I'm thinking of multiple things that need to be done in this city at one time. And it's pretty interesting at this point. Okay, so I need more chemicals. I'll wait for that before I produce more cooking utensils. I need 5 of those altogether. I had almost 2 hours on that sofa. With regards to the chair. The chair is still a chair. Hot dog. Alright, so let me go up here and let me produce some more wood. Once I do that, I'll be able to actually build another. I only need one thing of wood. And then I can continue building chairs. Ooh. That'll be a few minutes. Then, oh, actually, I do have it. Bother. Yeah, I know I'm sounding like Winnie the Pooh talking about some old bother. Oh, bother. I didn't do it right, I know. My voice has got too much bass in it to do that. Okay, so I managed to have wood already made already. What happens in a game is that you start off by building basic things like wood, metal, and chemicals. And then you combine those things together, almost like a recipe. And then you make things that are more valuable with them, like shoes and hats and maybe lumber. I'll go to another. I'll do that another time, really. What I want to do right now, actually, is... actually, let me look at the city a little bit more and see what else I need. Decide what's going to be the most productive. I could use another watermelon and 2 things of wood. Watermelon, 2 things of wood. Man, I want to close out. My main thing is closing out the cargo ship dock. So I need 2 chairs to be completed. 3 cooking utensils to finish off the cargo ship dock. I said earlier there's a total of 5 cooking utensils to be made, so that'll work out just fine. Alright, well, thank you for listening. I'll be doing another part where I talk about SimCity Build It. If you haven't already downloaded it onto your iOS or your Android device, then by all means do so. Check it out. And I'll be talking to you guys later. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.